This is Maryland Morning on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. It's been more than three decades since a new building went up in downtown Salisbury on the Eastern Shore. The city is aiming to revitalize itself, and one unusual element in that effort involves dozens of graduate and undergraduate architecture students redesigning Salisbury's downtown. Since January, 58 students from the University of Maryland College Park's School of Architecture, Preservation, and Planning have been researching Salisbury history and mapping, drawing, and analyzing data from residents in a project called Envision Salisbury. In a few minutes, we'll speak with one of the professors leading that project. First, we spoke with Salisbury's mayor, Jim Ireton, and I asked him what the city needs that the young architects might address.
Those areas that are off the I-95 corridor throughout Maryland are not rebounding as fast as the others. We are an entitlement community here in Salisbury. We're an enterprise zone community. We're a sustainable community under state designation. So what we're trying to do is revitalize a downtown that has pretty much been stagnant since about 1980.
You mentioned being an entitlement community.
Right. That means that we're one of the poorest communities in the state. There's incentives throughout the state for places that have, you know, that have never recovered from industries that left. I don't want to take you on a 40-year trip through Salisbury, but when we take a look at the 1970s and Crown Cork and Seal leaving, places like Dresser Wayne leaving, Campbell Soup leaving, the Green Giant Company leaving, we've never recovered and been able to continue to grow our middle class here. So hence you have a huge growth gap between sort of rich and poor. So when you take a look at Salisbury and you take a look at the ability to create jobs, to be a part of this economy as we're coming out of the Great Recession. What we're trying to do is place ourselves squarely in the sights of the state by embracing mixed use, embracing the reduction of impervious surface, all the things that I guess we'll probably talk about in a second in our 2020 transformation plan.
That is the next thing I wanted to ask you about. You've got a project going on called Plan for Transformation will extend all the way to 2020. Briefly, what is that?
Basically, what we had in Salisbury is the thinking, you know, 40, 50 years ago was let's build these huge parking lots and put them on waterfront property. What we're trying to do is get rid of that now. We're trying to make Salisbury walkable, more healthy, greener. So we've said that we want to reduce our impervious surface lots, our impervious surface by 25% in 2020. We want to increase the number of housing units downtown by 500. We want to increase the number of jobs downtown by 300. We want this to be sort of a transformation, as it's called, into a sustainable place that will jumpstart Salisbury's accessible base, jumpstart our ability to fund projects, jumpstart our ability to do for our citizens what we need to do.
And that's the project that you have going on already, Plan for Transformation. It almost to me sounds like the project the students are working on, Envision Salisbury.
That is absolutely one of the it is a spoke in the wheel. It was very important for us to get fresh sets of eyes. The council president, our council president, incredible young man named Jake Day, who had a connection to the University of Maryland School of Architecture, got in touch with Professor Kiedis and said, you know, let's do this. Let's have a visioning thing. Let's get our residents and the stakeholders involved. Let's get these students down here. Let's go on these walking tours. Let's find out what we can see differently, how we can take what the residents and the stakeholders have and then set that new set of eyes to it. And we'll be looking for plans to come out of this action with the students.
Well, tell me what you expect to come out of this.
The students are going to come up with all of these incredible ideas with the incredibly new technology that they have at the University of Maryland with all the help of their professors. It'll be an incredible learning experience for them. That will all be using social media, be put into our community for feedback from people. It will also allow us as a city, we can't just say, go build that. We have to put out what's called a request for proposal so that developers and people who want to build here can see what we have to offer. So the students will come up with really great ideas. We may find two or three of them that we want to say, hey, we want you to build that here in Salisbury. So we'll use that idea on an RFP and hopefully get some feedback from it on our lots. At the same time, what our city has done is making the incentives to come back into downtown very lucrative for developers. Besides those designations that I talked about from the state, job creation credits, all those things, we want to increase our commercial square footage by 100,000 square foot in the next 6 years. My goal at this point, we have had no new building built in our downtown since 1981, and I'm not going to leave my office until I get another one built.
Sounds like there's a lot going on in Salisbury.
It's macro and micro, to be honest with you. You have things like Third Friday celebrations. You have new small businesses opening, coffee shops, pizza shops, restaurants, bars. We see and feel an energy that we haven't felt here before. In the end, what's going to continue that is if we have to have what are called heads in beds. We have to have more people living downtown.
I appreciate you talking to us about it. Thank you.
I appreciate it. And when you come across the bridge, your listeners, stop by and see what's going on in Salisbury.
Salisbury Mayor Jim Ireton. Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. And we turn now to Assistant Professor Luis Quiros of the University of Maryland School of Architecture, Planning, and Preservation, who's working on the Envision Salisbury project. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So we heard Mayor Ireton tell us that this project began when the University of Maryland architecture graduate, who now is president of the Salisbury City Council, thought it would be a good idea. Professor Quiros, how would you describe downtown Salisbury to someone who hasn't seen it?
Well, I think it's a typical town of the I-95 corridor region. It's a town that has a lot of potential. If you go there, you will see and notice that the atmosphere of the downtown is really great, especially if you go on a Third Friday where they're holding these amazing events that get the community together. But it just still needs a little bit more investment. So that's what we're working on.
And Mayor Ireton, talk to us about fresh eyes from your students, your undergraduate and graduate students. What are the students doing with these fresh eyes? What are they actually doing in this project?
First of all, sort of anticipate, prepare, and then plan the future of the community. And one of the things that we want students to do is to make sure that they're not that they're looking at this from the point of view of the community as well, so that they're not external designers, that they come in into the community, that they get involved and try to understand the problematic from an interior point of view.
We spoke, Professor, with one of your students, Valerie Sherry, who is a native of Baltimore. She's a master's candidate in architecture, and she shared her observations about some of what she's learned from the community.
We got a sense that there's an overall concern about a disconnect between Salisbury's downtown and Greater Salisbury. And then the other thing that came up was an interest in older buildings, buildings that either were abandoned or have been out of use for some time. For example, the old fire station that we were actually holding our workshop in, people were envisioning different things happening there, as well as the old train station they were very interested in.
So, Professor, tell us how these types of projects prepare your students for careers.
So for us, it's very important to expose the students to working with not only the professional community, but also with a broader academic and the local communities of the towns that we work at. What you can hear from Valerie's comments is we're exposing the students to a series of scales. The students are not only looking at the larger urban scale, but they're looking at the architectural scale. We're talking about how to improve walkability, connectivity, exposure to, you know, all of the assets that the town now has, like the water front.
You heard the mayor say he is expecting plans out of this. What's the timeline?
This is a one semester project. We want to continue working on the town after the semester is over. More importantly, I think this is just the beginning of envisioning Salisbury. One of the things that we want to make sure that we present to the community are ideas, not so much finalized plans. And one of the issues that we're looking at is how to get the community more involved in the decisions that end up shaping their built environment and the natural environment of Salisbury.
Will you keep in touch with us as this develops?
Of course.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Assistant Professor Luis Quiros
of the University of Maryland College Park School of Architecture, Planning, and Preservation. Earlier, we heard from Salisbury Mayor Jim Ireton. We've got more information about the City of Salisbury's revitalization plans and a link to Envision Salisbury's website, where you can see pictures of the students at work. That's all on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. More of this interview there, too. And thanks to Lee Toon for engineering for us at the University of Maryland. I'm Sheila Cast. More ahead on 88.1. Stay with us.